Chastity Shawl and Other Stories, written by Matt Rebar. Audiobook voiced by Matt Rebar. Dedication. To everyone who has inspired the stories in this book and stories elsewhere in my life, and to my mother, the one who supports my stories the most and edited this entire book, my thanks can't even be properly worded. Foreword.
You're a writer. Have you published anything?
It's a question that has been commonly ricocheted to me as soon as anyone finds out that I enjoy writing. It's a question that every writer gets asked, especially in a country that values commodification. You can't just love something. You have to be able to sell that love. If you're not selling what you do, are you even good at it? For years, I avoided labeling myself as a writer just to avoid this question of publication. More successful authors and talented writers would hopefully agree that they don't write material purely with the publishing aspect in mind. They write about what they are called to write, whether that's fantasy, reality, crime, romance, truth, falsity, self, or other. Those who write purely focused on publication miss out on the beauty and enjoyment of writing. A harsh truth is that so much of my lifetime's massive writing will probably never be seen by the public eye. Such a realization to a writer is both sad and beautiful. The collection before you is not just mere slop delivered to feed farm animals in a trough. It is a process, an art, an emotion, something to share with the world. After so many years of writing and so many years of knowing I would like to publish, I decided to go through with it. What was stopping me? Quite often I faced challenges and obstacles I bulldozed through to accomplish goals. Indecision got the best of me when it came to considering publication. What would be the most reader-friendly? Should it be a series? Should it be something that would require eons of editing time? Maybe I should save my best material for later when I can publish a book. Is that genre in? Is that genre out? It got to a point where I was working on multiple pieces at the same time, like a polygamist, but for writing. Instead of partners left and right, it was manuscripts, drafts, new books, and concepts. And there I was, in the middle of a good 10 projects, wondering, how did I get here among all this crap? So I focused on creating this book. I've been wanting to write short stories based on real-life experiences for a while. I wrote this book in an intentional, methodological sequence. I summoned my own memories and conducted casual interviews. The more people I talked with, the more stories flooded back to me. It doesn't just feel like a personal patchwork quilt. I feel like I have taken aboard so many other people's stories as my own. I've always joked that I was a succubus-type creator for stories. I want to know the stories of others, of the world. I gather them like jewels to display in window boxes. This book evolved quicker than a turtle on the Galapagos. It started as observational humor and personal anecdotes. It then became a diary, a recollection, and a history of myself. The original comedic spin tilted a little to other emotions in an effort to resonate truthfully. I didn't want to paint sad stories with humor or tell sad stories without something that makes the reader go, "Oh, thank God I can chuckle, because that story got dark." My memory is awful, and I'm sure there's future essays about the past that will resurface eventually. I kept some personal stories for myself and for certain friends. Some essays make others look better than they were and make myself look more justified than perhaps I was. History teaches us that the victor decides the story in context. As my own victor, I demand that same rule in my work and offer no atonement if you disagree. Maybe I'll save some of the scraps I've taken out of this book for another collection. Maybe it will forever hang like a pressed blazer in a personal vault. Or maybe what was so presently unshareable will find itself forgotten. What's the bigger sin, to share such ultimate truth with the world, or to forget the ultimate truth altogether? I'm a public person that is quite open about most things, but I'm weirdly private at the same time about special things. So enjoy Chastity Shawl and Other Stories, and if you don't like the book, pass it on to someone who might enjoy reading The Following Depravity and Insanity, or it might be easier to give it to someone you hate, which would make poetic justice and gift-giving.